Hello guys, it has been a good minute now, and I have not uploaded a single podcast explaining why I have been gone for so long, and I'm very sorry about that. I'm literally sorry about that. That's my bad. But hey, I'm back. I'm back and better. Today, we are going to be talking about abandoned subway stations and tunnels that the MTA still has. And that has caught my eye a lot because, number one, I like exploring and I like learning about new things. Definitely learning about new things. And some of these tunnels can actually be explored today via going through the MTA Transit Museum and getting a membership to do a tour. And yeah, I'm going to be making YouTube videos actually doing these things because I actually really am very interested in this. But before we get into the 10 different tunnels and secret stations, we are going to hear a little from our sponsor. And we are back. Wow. Okay, so first, before I start anything, and before I even start talking about the topic, I really want to talk about this wellness program that I did at my school. It was such a beautiful thing. It was amazing. I had an amazing time doing it. It was such, it was a place that I felt safe at. Like, I felt like I can actually be myself, even though, like, I would hardly talk and I would hardly have my camera on because, you know, I'm shy. I may not seem like a shy person, but, like, I'm shy. But it was such a just like a beautiful program, and I can't wait for next year and to just like continue this journey. And for the people who are going to continue the journey after I'm gone, you know, I think it's just a beautiful thing. And I'm gonna miss these people after next year. I'm gonna miss them. Like, shoot. It's like I've been there for 4 years. It doesn't even feel like 4 years, bro. It really does not. Like, 4 years? Nah. I feel like I've only been there for like three. The most. The most I feel like it's been 3 years. Now, the least, I probably say 2 years because this pandemic, 2020 was not a year. That's not a year no more. So I've been there for like what, 2 years? But nah, everything is, now that everything's opening back up, it's just like, okay. Okay. But I'm just happy to be back with my peoples. My peoples. I love y'all. Y'all know who y'all are. Y'all know. I know y'all listening. I see y'all. But yes, I want to like just say thank you to just everyone that, you know, y'all know. And quick shout out to Harbor School. Definite big shout out to Harbor School. I love y'all. So now let's get into this topic. Wow. Okay. Who would have known that I was going to be talking about 10 secret subway tunnels in New York City? Well, I don't know if you guys know, but there is a track 61 and Grand Central Terminal. Did you guys know that? I didn't know that. Did you? I hope you did. Track 61 is a special platform beneath the Waldorf Astoria Hotel that allowed guests with private rail cars to have them routed straight to the hotel, where they could take a private freight elevator to enter the building. They fancy. Conveniently, the Waldorf was constructed directly above the tracks of the old New York City Central Railroad, which connected the city to Chicago and the Midwest tracks. Famous VIPs who used the entrance included World War I General John J. Pershing, I hope I'm not saying their name wrong, who was the first to use the platform in 1938. Now, I heard about the second one. I heard about him, you know. President Franklin D. Roosevelt, who used the entrance to help conceal his paralysis from the public. Ooh. And Andy Warhol, who held an underground party on the platform in 1965. The street level freight elevator entrance is located at 101-121 East 49th Street. Wow. Is a definite beauty though. Like if you really search up pictures, it's a definite beauty. Then you have, coming at number two, the Myrtle Avenue Tunnel in Brooklyn. The Myrtle Avenue Station, part of the 4th Avenue BMT line servicing the D and N train between the Manhattan Bridge and DeKalb Avenue. You see, people be having a whole fight between that. People say DeKalb. I say DeKalb. I'm sorry. If y'all got a problem with it, I don't know what to say. In Brooklyn. Was closed in 1956 when the DeKalb station was rebuilt in order to reduce congestion. In 1980, artist and filmmaker Bill Brand used the station to create his own version of the I'm not even going to try to say that word. An early stop motion animation device. He installed 228 painted panels on one side of the abandoned platform and a slitted light box on the other to create mass transcopia. Let me stop. Strap hangers can see the 22nd movie today from the northbound B or Q train car leaving DeKalb Avenue Station on the express track. And I've actually seen it before. It's a really beautiful. It's beautiful. It's so beautiful. You have to go see it for yourself. So whenever you're in Brooklyn, you know, Myrtle Avenue Tunnel. Take the B or Q train and you will see a beautiful, beautiful stop motion picture. Let me stop. So next, coming at number three, this is the beautiful, the grand Old City Hall subway station. City Hall was the first New York subway station to open for the public in 1904 as part of the Interborough Rapid Transit System and was designed by architects George Lewis and Christopher Grant, who constructed the Cathedral of St. John the Divine. Raphael, I'm not even gonna say these people's last names because I am really going to butcher their last names. And Guzan Borglum, the sculptor who worked on Mount Rushmore, also worked on the station, which boasted spectacular arches, skylight, and even chandeliers. Period. Sia is not invited to this party. She is not swinging from these chandeliers. They are too expensive. Service at the station was discontinued in 1945 when it was deemed impractical for lengthening by the IRT and abandoned in favor of the nearby Brooklyn Bridge stop. Today, the New York City Transit Museum offers tours of the station for its members, or you can catch a glimpse for free if you stay on the Downtown 6 train as it switches from the downtown to the uptown track. Yes, the 6 train has to go through the old City Hall station to, you know, get to the uptown track. And I actually really want to go see this. It's a lot of, it's like, I think $50. Yeah, it's like $50 for the tour. And I'm like, okay. Let's be practical. Do we want the free or do we want the $50? I want both. I want both. I don't know why. I just want both. I want to stay on the train, you know, see it, but I really want to be there and immerse myself in the art. Because it's a beautiful station. If you search up pictures of this old City Hall station, it is pretty. It is pretty. And it has not been touched by graffiti, and that is amazing, because the next couple of stations I'm going to talk about, except for Nevin Street, have been touched by graffiti and is no longer beautiful. I know these stations be beautiful, but the grand old City Hall was amazing, and they closed her down. They closed her down. Nobody could see her beauty but the transit workers, unless they do a tour. Mm-mm-mm. This is not acceptable. Let me stop. Anyways, coming at number 4, we have the Atlantic Avenue Tunnel. Stretching for half a mile from Columbia Street to Borum Place in Cobble Hill, the Atlantic Avenue Tunnel claims the distinction of being the world's oldest subway tunnel. Recognized by Guinness Book of World Records in 2010, and was once described by Walt Whitman as a passage of Archeon-like. They using too much big words. Stop. Y'all is bugging. Similarity and darkness. Originally constructed in 1844 to improve street congestion and safety issues, the tunnel was sealed. Yo, this is not okay. It's giving me... You see, this is why I need to be back in school and not at home. You see how dumb I got? The tunnel was sealed in from 1861 until Brooklyn local Bob Diamond rediscovered it in 1981. Diamond ran tours of the tunnel for the public from 1982 until 2010, when the Department of Transportation, abruptly canceled his contract of use. That, y'all bugging. Y'all is bugging. Bugging. I want to see that tunnel. They bugging. However, those looking to catch a glimpse of the tunnel can see the barrel vaulted ceiling at the whoever wrote this, fired. The barrel vaulted ceilings of its alleged
Coral Room at Brooklyn Heights Speakeasy Le Bazaar.
I am not French, so do not try me. Where parts of the tunnel have been incorporated into the bathroom.
So you telling me... You know what? I'ma just break down the bathroom wall and I'ma walk into the tunnel. Y'all bugging. Let me stop. Okay.
Our next one, coming at number 5, is East 18th Street Subway Station. Amen. The abandoned East 18th Street was a part of the first IRT subway system that opened in 1904 along the 6-train line. The MTA closed the station when they started a platform extension program in 1948. So yes, most of the stations were closed down because the MTA has decided to, you know, lengthen the stations prior. And decided to lengthen platforms at 14th Street Union Square and 23rd Street. Instead, you can catch a brief glimpse of the station from the 6 and the 4 and 5 if a local train isn't passing by between 14th and 23rd Streets. Though now an untapped city's report, the station is covered in graffiti and its original incarnation possessed a glass ceiling and decorative elements designed by Haynes and Lefog, who also designed the City Hall station.
You know how pretty City Hall was? We all knew that East 18th Street was pretty too. She was given. You know she was given.
But, you know, now she's no longer giving because people have decided that was available at that station. But at least we still got City Hall, you know? At least we still got City Hall. Coming at number 6, we have South 4th Street Subway Station. The station was originally planned as part of the South 4th Street Line, a key part of the 1929 plan that would have linked Williamsburg to Manhattan with 2 separate tunnels and 4 tracks underneath the East River. However, World War II halted the construction before track was ever laid. In October of 2010, Street Artists Workforce and PAC unveiled the Underbelly Project, an expensive underground street art exhibition inside the station. According to the New York Times, which received an inclusive tour of the project, the exhibit displayed work from 103 street artists from around the world who worked on their pieces during the night over the course of 18 months. Today, the station has been abandoned once again, but a film on the Underbelly Project is coming sometime in 2019. So it's already out. You can search it up, probably on YouTube, and watch it. I actually really would like to see this. I really would love to see this. This seems like really nice. Coming at number 7, we have West 91st Street Station, located on the 1, 2, and 3 line. The 91st Street Station was another casualty of platform extensions. Closing in 1959, you can see beautiful station while riding the 1 train and the 2 or 3 if other trains aren't in the way. In an illuminating 1999 New York Times article, writer Andre got to visit the station and observed the platform was filled with trash, broken beams, old cardboard, and a litter of foam cups. This wasn't just the what is that word? I'm trying to figure out the word, guys.
You know what? We're just gonna say some word that sound like the word detritus of a subway station, but the leftovers of mole people. Not the mole people, not the mold people. Coming in at number 8, we have Worth Street Station, located between Canal Street and Brooklyn Bridge on the original Interborough Rapid Transit line. Underneath the sidewalk on the west side of Foley Square, the Worth Street Station was closed in 1962 during the city's platform lengthening initiative. The Brooklyn Bridge station's platform was extended north instead. The station and nearby Worth Street's namesake was General William Jenkins Worth, a prominent leader in the Mexican War during the 1840s. People looking to pay homage to Worth today can visit his tomb at his Worth Square monument at Broadway and 24th Street. Coming in at number 9, Nevin Street, lower level platform. If you didn't know, the lower level of Nevin Street station was initially constructed as part of a 1905 redesign of the IRT Eastern Parkway line, intended to allow connections on a Brooklyn-bound local track. Though track was never laid, the lower level was tiled, likely around 1918. According to Joseph Brennan of Abandoned Stations, in 2016, artist Phil America used the abandoned platform as the site of an art installation condemning American gun violence. There are doors that lead to the unused platform in the underpass at the Nevin Street station stop today. Number 10, and last on our list, the J, M, and Z train platform at Canal Street. This platform was closed when the MTA decided to reconfigure the BMT Nassau Street line in 2004. They took the eastern pair of tracks out of service and reopened the south end of the station, so the northbound end of the track could run into the western platform. According to photos taken by the LTV squad, a group of New York City urban explorers, there's also an old subway entrance down there with a 1990s era token booth intact. That is so, so pretty. I would really, oh my gosh, that's so pretty, guys. Oh my gosh, I wish I could show the photos. I really wish I could show the photos, but I'm going to give you guys the website. It is called ny.curbed.com/maps/new-nyc-subway-secret-tunnels. I want to thank you guys for listening to this episode. Like, y'all really didn't have to, but this episode was really interesting for me. It was really interesting. And, you know, I just wanted you guys to have something. At least I'm being very, you know, real on here. Because right now, you know, my brain is tired and I low-key want to go to sleep. But, you know what? Let's sacrifice all of that because I want to do something for you guys. And you guys deserve it. You guys definitely deserve it. Even though I did, you know, not post for like a couple months. And I will keep on apologizing. And I want to thank you guys for listening. And I'll see you guys next time. Bye.